Welcome to the Ripple Fishing Report. I'm your host, Brad Long. Thanks for tuning in. This week's a little different. We talk a little bit of fishing, but a lot of what I want to accomplish this week is more directly related to what's open, what's closed. Should you head down? Should you visit these areas down in the Panhandle? Even if all you want to do is get out on the water, you'll find that some are more conducive to have visitors, and some areas, frankly, just aren't right now. And either way is okay, but I just wanted to kind of put something out to keep everybody in the loop. You know, this is information that's fluid, but as of the middle of the week, I think it's fairly accurate. So don't base your decision on this, but this would be a good place to start, and then you can do some research and see if there's been any changes in the area that you'd like to visit. So we head over to Pensacola and talk to Captain Brandt, see what he's been up to, find out if you should visit Pensacola, if there's anything open, if the ramps are open. Same thing in Panama City Beach. Talk a little bit about how to spend your time, maybe. And then the same thing in Destin. You know, really, we just really want to dive in and find out what opportunities exist for those of us that are forced to sort of stay inside and stay at home. Because it would be a great opportunity. The weather is great, so it would be a great time to head down as long as you can accomplish what you're setting out to accomplish. And I'm just not so sure. Even in the areas with open ramps, I don't know how productive a trip it would be if you're having to travel far. So I'll tell you a little bit about what I've been up to. I am choosing to take this opportunity, since I can't really fish and can't really travel far, I'm taking this opportunity to do a lot of maintenance work and make sure the boat is running really well. It's an older model boat. It's a 16-foot flats boat, and it's a Scout. It's a 1999 model, 1999 Yamaha motor. So I'm just taking time to go through everything, fix some little things that I've put off, and just make it the best it can be when the time comes for me to go out and do some fishing. And, you know, maybe that's not a bad idea if you're a boat owner. There's plenty of maintenance you can do. There's plenty of cleaning. There's plenty of things you can upgrade, update, check out your wiring, change your oil, change your fuel filters. All these things are normal annual maintenance anyway, but now we just have a ton of extra time to take care of it. Same thing on your equipment, your rods and your reels. Maybe spool up some new line. Tie up a bunch of leaders if you're a fly fisherman. Tie some flies if you're a fly fisherman. there's a lot of things you can do to prep now for getting out on the water once everything kind of opens back up, because it will get back to normal. And, you know, the benefit, I mean, I think they just announced that there's going to be some money coming along, getting sort of injected into the economy. So people will have some money to spend. You can do some upgrades, do some updates, do some things that maybe you've put off, and it's a perfect time to do it. The weather's great, and it helps you get outside and take care of this stuff. And the other thing is, if you just don't want to have anything to do with that, just embrace this time with your family. If your kids are home all day and you have just nothing to do, spend time with them. That'll mean a lot. This is going to be a great memory for your kids. They're going to look back on this time and they're going to remember it. And they're not going to remember all the fear and all the anxiety that maybe some adults have and all the panic. They're going to remember the good times about how they got to spend, you know, weeks at home with dad when normally he's at work, or mom. And so it's really a great opportunity to do that. And Captain Justin shares some good ideas on kind of what he's been up to with his family and how he's keeping busy and how he's keeping them busy. And some really great opportunities to really just embrace this. You know, and with all the panic and all the craziness that's going on out there, you can be a calming influence in your home. And there's a lot of good happening right now. There's a lot of charity. There's a lot of, you know, society seems to be kind of coming together with a common goal. The world, frankly, seems to be coming together with a bit of a common goal. So it's not all bad, and it's not all panic, and it's not all anxious feelings about what's in store, because none of us know. And, you know, you just have to make the best of it, and there's a lot of good happening. So there's a lot of good things we can do as well. And I encourage you, do your part. Stay out of crowds, and if you feel like getting out on the water, this is a great resource. So we'll kick it off. We'll just jump right in. We'll talk to Captain Brandt over in Pensacola Beach. Captain Brandt, how you doing?
Hey, man, doing well.
Good. So what's happening in the world of Pensacola, Florida?
it's pretty slow, man. Not a lot going on. Everybody's kind of laying low right now. Fishing charters have died off. It's kind of very uncertain times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that way everywhere, I think. So have you been able to, have you done some fishing or what's the status?
You know, I did. I went, what's today? Is today Wednesday or Tuesday? I went Sunday.
Okay.
And I went out, and man, there's a lot of sheep's head and mangrove snapper in the bay right now, and I caught quite a few of those.
Nice. It's a good time to stock the freezer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And a bunch of Spanish mackerel out there, which means the water's warming up, and so it was actually pretty eventful.
Yeah. Well, good. So what's your bait of choice on the sheep's head?
I was just using live shrimp, fishing around structure.
Yeah. So were you catching the mangroves and the sheep's head in the same general areas?
Yes.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about catching sheep's head. Is there anything special about catching mangrove snapper?
You know, they can be very finicky. Use as light a line as you can possibly get away with, the least amount of tackle that you could possibly get away with. I try to scale down when I'm fishing with mangroves, but you also want to have enough tackle that you can, if you hang a good one, he's not going to get you in the structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And the mangroves don't have any kind of teeth, right? So there's no issue with them biting off or anything like that.
They're pretty much like a red snapper. Yeah. They have teeth, but they're not going to cut you off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Those are, that's kind of the trifecta of early spring inshore table fare.
absolutely.
Yeah. And like I said, what a good time for it. Redfish still, I mean, have you seen any redfish, or were you just?
Yeah, there's a lot of redfish right now on the beach, man. There's some big schools of a bunch of big schools of bull reds coming down the beach, so a few slot reds here around, but not as many. Mainly bull reds right now.
Yeah, did you fish for those at all?
You know, I didn't. I actually ran past a couple of schools of them and saw them, but I didn't even stop on them.
So. Yeah.
But I know of a lot of people that have been catching them.
Right. Have you seen anything as far as, more of an influx of cobia or anything related to that start happening this week?
Not really. I mean, the piers are catching, or were catching a few till the piers got shut down. But that, now that the piers are shut down, we're not really getting any reports.
Gotcha. So that brings me to kind of something I wanted to go over that's, exclusive to where we are now in the world. What are you seeing locally as far as, the beach closures, boat ramp closures, pier closures? What's open and what's closed as of now? I mean, I know this is fluid, so.
Yeah, no beach fishing. All the beaches are closed, and I've heard actually people that are going out there getting $1,000 fine.
Wow.
Or subject to $1,000. It's crazy, man. Yeah. And so the beaches are closed. The piers are closed, as far as I know. Not sure about the boat ramps, but it's pretty tough. But luckily, my boat's at a marina that's open, so if I want to go fishing, I just have them dump it in the water.
Yeah, very nice. What about state parks or, piers and ramps?
State parks are closed, man. Like Fort Pickens is closed. Fort Pickens piers closed, all that area, which is a state park here on Pensacola Beach. And as far as I know, everywhere else is closed as well.
Yeah. So for anyone that might consider, because I'm one of these people, if anyone that might consider coming down there just to fish, good thing or bad thing in your opinion?
I mean, your only way to do it is to book a charter.
Really? So yeah. You really bringing your own boat and accessing a ramp and all that stuff's probably out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's uncertainty. You don't know. The ramps may or may not be closed. I don't know at the moment, but there's a lot of uncertainty with that. And so booking a charter is your best bet because we run out of marinas that are open.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? I mean, so back to the same thing. Are restaurants open? Are they open for takeout?
Yeah, that's it. So if you come down to stay at the beach, which we do have some hotels open right now, you can stay in a hotel on the beach, but you're not gonna go dine at one of our restaurants. You're gonna have to get takeout, and it's just kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what's really unfortunate is that it's such a peak travel time for your area right now with spring break and vacations kind of ramping up. The timing couldn't be worse. We've been kind of waiting on this
Terrible.
nice warm weather and the fishing to kind of heat up, and that's all happening. We just can't do much with it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man, because it is such a great time of year to we count on our huge influx of tourism during spring break, which is right now, to
Right.
that kind of kick starts our season. And I think we've had probably somewhere around 30 cancellations.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough, man. And that's, and what's scary is, it's bad enough we're kind of in the midst of it, but there's no real end in sight. I mean, there's no real definitive, like, okay, if we can get to this point, this date, then it'll all go back to normal like that. I don't know when that could happen,
Now, lots of uncertainty. There really, really no one knows, man, and that's what's kind of scary.
Yeah. So my takeaway from that is, at least if I were considering heading to the Pensacola area, probably ought to just stay at home,
At the moment, man, I would. I mean, there's just not really any point to it. I hate to say that, but there's not.
Yeah. No, that's what I wanted to get to, and I understand. I mean, nobody wants to to be the one to come out and say that, but I think that's sort of what's being implied. I mean, I think that the county's not interested in having a bunch of people down there right now, and for good reason.
Sure. Yep. No, man, they're not. I mean, when you drive around town right now, it looks like a ghost town.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of pictures of places that are, New Orleans and places that are not ghost towns traditionally, and they look like ghost towns, and it's crazy.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, what are you doing right now? If you're not able to get out, you're able to get out on the water a fair amount, as you want, but.
I'm actually staying busy because I'm making YouTube videos, and I'm also a real estate agent. I'm really busy with that at the moment for some reason. And I'm mainly with fishing wise, I'm making YouTube videos at the moment. Lots of people are sitting in the house watching YouTube videos, and so my views have actually gone way up here lately, and so that's mainly what I'm concentrating on till this blows over.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, tell us how to find you on YouTube and how to find you online.
Yeah, so just to Angler Up with Brent on YouTube, and my website, captainbrent.com. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Captain Brandt. Not much of an update, but to me, I really wanted to find out because it's such a fluid thing, and for those of us that aren't there, kind of on the ground, it's hard to know because we have all this time all of a sudden, and it's
Yeah,
like, well, should I try
exactly.
to go out? But it sounds like maybe not. So, good to know. Well, awesome, man. Well, take care of yourself, and I'll reach out to you next week, and we'll do it again.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks again, Captain Brent. Sounds like things in Pensacola are really starting to go off as far as the fishing's concerned. Problem is, it sounds like it's really hard for anybody to get on the water unless you're local or keep your boat in a marina locally there. So might not be the best time to travel into Pensacola. Sounds like things are kind of shut down, and who knows? Maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get worse. We just have to kind of wait and see. Up next, we have Captain Justin Leake over in Panama City Beach. He's going to tell us a little bit about updates on some of the closures there, kind of what to expect, if it would be a good time to head over to Panama City to get out on the water. And he's going to bring us up to speed on what he's been doing with his family to keep everybody sane and somewhat happy during this time. So, Captain Justin, how you doing?
Pretty good about yourself, Brad.
I'm good, man. Good. Looking at the sunshine, how's things going down there?
Man, it's springtime, and I can honestly not remember a prettier spring, especially in March, than we've had so far. It has just been amazing.
Yeah, and a less crowded spring, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you, coronavirus, for reducing the pressure on the water. No, I know we try to cover most things that are lighthearted and happy. It's obviously a global issue now, and it's something that we're dealing with here. But you know, just to start off on a positive side of it is, you know, I've been with my family, with my kids, my wife. We've been spending more time together. I hate the fact that a lot of people are having medical issues with it, and obviously it causes a lot of problems. But on the brighter side of it, hopefully, you know, a lot of your listeners out there are starting to spend some more time with their family and hopefully spend a lot of that time outdoors. I actually saw Tallahassee pass an ordinance today that was a stay-at-home ordinance. And within that, it actually said that they would allow responsible outdoor recreation. Huh. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that shows the value of it, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah. I agree with you, and I second everything that you said. I mean, you know, it's in this day and age, it's kind of the hidden blessing in this is that we're all forced to slow down. And
yeah.
And the world now would have you do nothing but go faster and go
That's
harder
right.
and do more. And, you know, with all the electronic devices and all the things that we tote around in our pockets and all this, it's hard to break away. And, you know, now this kind of forces us to take a step back. And, I mean, you find out how small the internet actually is in times like this pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I guess I'll hang out with the kids, you know?
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible thing.
You know, and I would like to say that I'm perfect at, spending all that quality time with my kids and my family. But I'm not, you know. We get busy as fishing guides, especially during the spring and summer and fall. You know, and we're on the water, we're taking clients fishing, we're making those memories for other families. So it makes us back up and take our kids and get to spend that quality time with them. So we've really the past couple of days I've had my trips canceled. Prior to that, I was still running trips and I actually have some coming up. And, you know, I'm not promoting our guide business for this, you know, next couple of weeks anyways. Now I do have trips, people that are here already, and I'm not going to discourage them from going fishing because,
right.
you know, we're being smart about it. We're using hand sanitizer. I mean, I'm scrubbing the boat down when we get in, which I do anyways, but we're, you know, taking a couple extra precautions to make sure the boat's clean, equipment's clean, places people hold on when we're riding, you know, and I'm getting gas at the gas pump, all those little things like that. I'm trying to be a little extra cautious. But at the end of the day, I think this, you know, outdoor activity helps everyone. You know, it kind of clears your mind. That's why we do it anyways, you know. That's why
yeah.
we fish is for the mental well-being. You know, a little sunshine on your skin's good. And so, you know, there's a lot of benefits to being able to have some access. And I'm glad that here locally in the Panhandle anyways – we still do have that access. The boat ramps are still open. You know, we still have to follow the same guidelines as far as keeping distance from, you know, other groups, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
But with all that being said, you know, I hope that we'll continue this system where we're keeping our distance, but we're still able to get on the water and enjoy the outdoors, especially when you have weather like we've had right now, and the fishing too. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I know the last time we talked, we covered some of those springtime species, and every one of those has only gotten better since then. The
yeah.
pompano bite has gotten better, where there are a few cobia showing up. I'll tell a funny story about that in a second, but there's some being caught off the piers. You know, the sheep's head bites picked up a little bit too. But
so
you know,
is, so the pier's open.
It is currently. Both of our piers here, now there's three. There's the St. Andrew State Park pier, which is closed. The
right.
entire state park is closed. But then the other two piers, we call the county and the city pier, which are the two large concrete piers in Panama City Beach.
Right.
They are both currently open. Now, with that being said, I'd be shocked if they stay open for too much longer.
Yeah, I think we're getting to a point where things like that are kind of
yeah.
the next to go.
But. Yeah, because there is large crowds out there, and because there's a lot of areas that are not open, the beaches have not been open. So I guess that's one negative side to closing certain things down is the people that are left, you actually congregate them
yeah.
on the few things that are open, like the piers.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure, you know, there's probably, if I were to guess, there's probably some people that depend on fishing periodically to put food on the table, you know?
And, you know, and that is true. You know, and of course I have mixed emotions about that. Now, I think 99% of us that fish are fishing recreationally.
Right.
I don't think you can have a $50,000 boat and $10,000 worth of rods and reels and then go catch a, you know, I mean, our fishery doesn't allow us to really keep that many fish.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's,
it's
that's
hard
illusion.
To justify spending all that money to go keep a few fish.
That's a losing deal for sure.
Yeah. Now, with that being said, I know there are some shorebound anglers that, you know, fish off of jetties and piers and the beach and stuff like that. That invest very little money in their tackle, and that way they can take what little money they use and actually, you know, produce some food to put on the table. So
right.
I'm sure that's why I'm glad I'm not a politician. I don't have to make those hard calls, but I'm sure for them that is, you know, it makes it difficult.
Yeah,
because
it has to be considered, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to protect us or help protect the population, but by doing that, you're going to, you know, hurt some people that are trying to, like you said, put some fish on the table to eat.
Yeah. And, you know, I've kind of said, well, if, you know, if things just get crazy and there's no food or whatever, you know, instead of instead of buying up everything, there's a lake across the street. I'm just going to.
Sure.
Now, I joke with my wife and I say we might lose a lot of weight, but.
That's right.
That's
depends
at least,
on how good the bite is that day.
That's right. Yeah. If the if the bats are in the bed, we may go hungry for that week or two. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
which what I really meant was how good of a fisherman you are, but I like to blame it on. Maybe they just didn't bite that day.
That's it. But yeah, so, you know, so the beaches are closed, right?
And, that's correct.
Yep. Yeah, and the state parks are closed.
Yep.
Or in restaurants, I'm sure, are probably doing like a takeout.
Yeah,
only
they're doing something. Takeout only. So the beach right now is pretty quiet, which is good. You know, they are expecting it to be a pretty short shutdown. Now I know these decisions are changing by the minute. And then tomorrow they might close it for who knows how long.
Yeah.
But they had sounded like, you know, this is going to be a pretty short lived week long, maybe a 10-day deal. And then they're going to. I think they wanted to get everybody out, quieted the place down, let everybody get cleaned up, you know, kind of get organized. And from what I hear, they're going to start slowly allowing certain things. You know, I mean, the condos, all the motels, hotels, everything's like that is still open and functioning. So people can still come. They're just going to be limited in what activities they can do. They're just going to try to prevent any activities where you're congregating big groups of people.
Right.
But lucky for us, fishing is not one of those activities.
No, absolutely. And I've always kind of preferred to be alone. You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
I just, it's just a nice time to be by yourself and still accomplish things, I guess. I asked Captain Brandt in Pensacola this. So I'm debating, because obviously we all find ourselves now with time on our hands. Would it be wise, in your opinion, for me to saddle the boat up and head to Panama City Beach to not to do anything, just to get out on the water?
Yeah, if that was your intention. So here's where I think most people need to decide their real intention. Most people come to Panama City Beach because it is a full service family style destination.
Right.
I mean, you know, from all the restaurants, events, concerts, you know, nightclubs, bars. I mean, like for adults, there's stuff to do. There's amusement parks. There's, you know, shopping, all this stuff for, you know, kids, wives, dads, you know, everybody has something really fun to do. And that's why so many people come here.
Yeah.
I think if you try to bring the whole family and try to make a full vacation out of it, a lot of people would be disappointed right now.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted to come here with your family and enjoy some time on the boat away from people, enjoy a little time fishing, I think you would be excited because there's actually, you know, more room on the water right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot less crowded. So with that being said, can you, And I'm just asking, can you get out of the boat and like snorkel?
You can.
Okay.
You can. So when I say the beaches are closed, the sandy beaches from the Gulf to the dunes is what is closed.
Okay.
So if you want to anchor up in, you know, shin deep water and snorkel, you can do that. I've been doing that, and it's been really cool because you got the whole beach to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, matter of fact, I took the kids and we just did a little paddle boarding yesterday, and we were paddling around the bay, and I was just thinking, you know, we've been doing this kind of outdoor isolation every day and for the past 4 or 5 days, and I thought, you know, I'm pretty good at this isolation stuff, because that's kind of what we do. We go outside and find a little area away from a crowd and you know, just enjoy some nature. So we've been having a good time doing that.
Well, you're in the right place for it, really.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, right. we've been walking and doing things outside. The kids have been playing. My wife has tried to do some homeschooling, and we've learned that there's a reason why we aren't educators.
That's right.
So that's been fun. And of course, electronics get involved with children, but that's, you know, but no, that's you know, that's good to hear, because you know, if this does extend longer than anyone wants it to.
Yeah.
Then, you know, maybe that is an option for boat owners, at least, to head down
certainly.
And spend a day and just change the scenery, get out and you know, get in the ocean. It can't make you feel worse, right? I mean, so.
Yeah, no, like you said, if you own a boat, I think it would be a good idea, as long as you're not trying to do all the other activities.
Right.
It's actually a really good time. You're going to have more room than you would normally have on the water. All the local guides and charter boats are still operating that I know of.
Yeah.
So here's another kind of, I guess, try to shine a little good light on this situation, is most of us are booked out way in advance. People come to town this time of year and try to book something, and they can't because all our guides are booked.
Right.
Well, we have so many cancellations right now that, like myself, I have a couple trips later in the week, and then a few for next week that haven't canceled yet, but I have tons of days open for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And so do most of the other guys. So if you do want to try to plan a little last minute, you know, trip down here to just get outside and enjoy a little outdoor recreation, you can do that now better than you would, you know, have been able to in the past.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, if you've got a place to stay and you can get a guide booked, I mean, you know, you and your family and a guide, you know, I mean, that's pretty well quarantined, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's good. Yeah, so
as long as you wash your hands before you get on my boat, we're in good shape.
There you go. I make everybody take off their shoes before they get on my boat, but I would add that to it.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is just naturally, and I think I have said this before, but I wear a buff, a face mask, you know, or some type of sun protection face mask, and I know it's not medically approved or anything, but I would imagine it's got to help keep any kind of airborne stuff knocked down a little bit, especially out in an outdoor, open environment. So,
you would think.
Put your buff on, you're good.
Yeah, and you know, social distancing is fine. I mean, 6 feet, in my mind, I consider that. You know, like if I'm in the grocery store, try to keep a distance. If you're outside and you're not just, you know, hugged up on someone.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't imagine that, you know, being 6 feet away, you're probably pretty good shape, I would think.
I would imagine so. So I had a quick story I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
Too.
Have at it.
So during this isolation time, I had the wife and kids, and we were at a Shell Island out on the Gulf side. And, you know, the kids have been doing a little snorkeling. Anyways, sometimes this isn't that often. Sometimes the kids want to do, like they wanted to, this particular day, they wanted to surf and snorkel. So usually I just try to plan two activities. So for a lot of times we'll go fish first and then we'll come back to the island and they'll snorkel.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to surf too. And there was a little knee to waist high swell. So I thought, okay, I'm going to leave the fishing rods at home. We'll go out there and we'll surf for a while and then I'll let them snorkel. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
They had a blast. We were packing up, getting ready to come home, and I pull the anchor and crank up. And I'm about to pull off of the sandbar and start heading home. And I had a cobia literally swim just right up to me. I mean, if I had spent the last week out there every day looking for one, I would not have seen one. But I did not have a single rod on the boat. I had surfboards and snorkeling gear.
Oh, no.
And had one swim up, turn around, sink down, and just glide off. And I tried to find them again because I was going to try to just follow them and call a buddy in to come catch them.
Yeah.
But then I never saw them again. So that's pretty funny.
That is. And, you know, that's a lesson learned, right? Always.
Yeah, just, never fails.
Just bring one. Just bring one rod. You never know what you might see out there. That's awesome. So the fishing's hot. I mean, it's only gotten better. I mean, the weather has only gotten warmer, I think. And so
that's correct.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time to be down there, except all these stipulations that kind of come with that. But
yeah.
But if you're in the general area and you're, you know, a couple hour drive or
that's
or something,
right,
it might be worth it. And
yeah, if you want to just come stay a couple of days, you know, I'd pack a little food with you. Definitely bring your own toilet paper.
Right.
don't expect a condo to have any right now. I'm just kidding. I don't know if they do or not.
I'm sure. Hey, if it's like everywhere else in the country, I'm sure they don't.
Yeah. So, you know, pack a few things and come stay a couple of days, and you could certainly get some fishing in right now. And if you need a break from the house.
Yeah. Well, I think we all need a break from the house. So I tell you, man, that's intriguing. I might be down there in a few days. The way
all
this
right,
is
well,
going.
I expect a text from you after this podcast for a few specifics.
There you go. Good deal. Well, man, thank you for the updates. And you know, it's good to know that things haven't just completely closed up shop down there. I mean, I know for you guys and a lot of families in that area, this is far more impactful than, you know, I laugh about it, and you know, I'm at home working and I'm laughing about the kids and stuff, but for a lot of people, you know, when visitors can't come to town, that has a much larger economic impact. So
yeah,
hopefully we get through this sooner than later and can kind of get back to normal in the fishing report side of things and
sure
life in general, you know.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, especially in this area, you know, after Hurricane Michael last year, we had a pretty tough year trying to kind of recreate our tourism industry and get it all put back together, and we did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, we had a really good year, and then a lot of people reinvest that money over the wintertime fixing everything up, and the timing couldn't be worse. But you know, when you look, if that's the biggest problem we have, you know, most everybody I know is healthy and happy. You know, how blessed are we to live in a place like this where we're not cooped up in a big city, you know, locked up in a 50 story high rise. You know, there's so much, you know, outdoor adventure to be had during this time, you know, just right around here.
Yeah.
You know, in a safe way. So
yeah,
I'm definitely appreciative for that.
That's a great perspective. And you know, you think about that, and you know, my family's out taking a walk right now. And you know, if we lived in a big city like that, like you're talking about, that's really not an option. I mean, a lot of these places are shutting down to where, you know, you just can't even be outside. I mean, because you're going to bump into someone or something, you know.
Yeah, well, we better not tell everybody about it because they'll all move down here.
Yeah, let's not say it. We got the point across. That's it.
Right.
We won't keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, tell everybody how to get a hold of you if they do try to, you know, plan a spontaneous trip just to get out of the house, and how we can find you.
Yeah, go to PanamaCityInshore.com, and you'll see a list of guides on there. Give us a call. And like I said, all of our guides magically have some openings over the next few weeks, so we can get you on the water.
Perfect. Great to hear, man. Well, not great to hear, but glad that if we wanted to book a trip, that it's available, right?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, Captain Justin, thank you for speaking with us, and I'll reach out to you again next week, and we'll do it again.
All right. Sounds great, Brad. Thanks.
Thanks for that update, Captain Justin. Sounds like Panama City Beach might be a little more forgiving in having you come down, and at least with the availability of open ramps and things like that. But like I said, it's very fluid. So before you head out, before you hook the boat up, please check in with local resources and just make sure that you're going to be welcomed and not going to run into trouble trying to access the water. And, you know, if you're able to get down there, it's a great time. It sounds like the fishing is really good for this time of year. The water's warmed up. A lot of the species we've all been waiting on have shown up. So if you can get out, it'd be a heck of a time to do it. Up next is Captain Lionel James over in Destin, Florida. Captain Lionel is going to talk to us a little bit about what he's been up to, some of the things he's been working on, and give us kind of an update on the availability to get out and fish in the Destin, Florida area. So, Captain Lionel, how are you?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Good, man. How's everything in Destin, Florida?
Considering what's going on, it's not too bad right now, you know?
I tell you, man, the world has shaken up a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty insane. And I won't get into my personal views about it, but this was definitely unexpected from a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I've talked with Captain Brandt over in Pensacola and talked to Captain Justin over in Panama City. And we talked a little bit about what's open, what's closed, what can you do, what can't you do. And I assume you probably have a similar story there, but are the beaches closed in Destin, Fort Walton?
Yes, our beaches are closed, and the majority of the boat ramps are closed as well now.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of a gray area because, like, state boat ramps are closed. However, federal boat ramps haven't closed down yet, so there's still ways to get out on the water. However, the beaches, like public access beaches, all that stuff is 100% closed right now.
Yeah. So with that said, because that's more strict than Panama City for sure, and then I think Pensacola, I got, you know, he wasn't sure, but I think some of those were open. So is it all beaches closed? Is it all boat ramps or just state park oriented? Like if it's a private ramp?
Well, I don't think they have any control over a private ramp. State parks have definitely been closed, but there are like federal boat ramps or federal owned land that has a boat ramp on it that are still open.
Okay.
That's the gray area. Initially, they put out that all boat ramps are closed, but they didn't really put out that gray area of the rules, and I understand why.
Yeah.
You don't want people out right now, but So really, getting on the water outside of a boat, it's probably your best bet is maybe a kayak or a paddleboard.
Yeah, and so the piers are closed too, then.
As far as I know, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've gathered from everywhere. And restaurants are probably doing the takeout only. And
absolutely.
So, in your opinion, and this is what I've asked the other guys, in for a person like me that lives out of town, going to trailer my boat in, with all this free time we have, would it be wise to head to the Destin area if I wanted to just put my boat in and spend some time on the water?
I would say no.
Okay.
At this point, because the big question is where you're going to stay at.
Yeah.
If you're not staying with a friend, it could get a little bit difficult because for the most part, all the hotels are closed down.
Okay.
Everybody is like on the self quarantine or stay at home phase. It's
okay.
Not mandatory yet, but it's only a couple days away.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy driving on 98 right now and seeing how much of the traffic has disappeared.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, because that's a busy road normally this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. So I would say no. I would say play it safe and stay home. You know, fishing is going to always be here. You don't want to catch something that prevents you from going fishing, you know, or even cause death. So we're playing it safe here. We're staying at home. It's hard, you know. We get
cooped
crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we have two little girls, and they are 9 and 5, and wife, and I'm working from home, and so man, it's we're trying to do third grade and kindergarten education here. It's not happening.
It's really hard for everybody right now, and. You know, this is a situation I don't think anybody's ever seen.
No, you're right.
But, you know, being in the military for so long, we talk about stuff like this And I won't get too much into it, but this kind of feels to me like biological warfare. You know, there's no real like solid truth to where it started. But however, if one country is perfectly fine after getting it, and now everybody is kind of so.
Yeah,
it's just a really, really gray area. It's really, you know what I mean?
Well, even if this particular case is not biological warfare, this is what biological warfare could look like.
Looks like, absolutely.
If it were, so it's almost irrelevant how it began. Right. It's here, and this is right. How it would be, whether it was intentionally sent or just an accidental thing.
Right.
This is the end result, kind of either way, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so scary. It's crazy, you know. That's the problem with being cooped up. All you have to do is time to read and watch the news.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really know what to believe is going on right now.
Yeah, no kidding. So have you? So you're obviously keeping yourself isolated. Have you been able to take the boat out and do any fishing lately?
No, I haven't done since last Tuesday, and that's kind of a shame because the fishing was just really getting hot.
Man,
I know we had spoke about the Spanish mackerel, and then 2 days later they showed up.
Yep.
In abundance, you know, and the water temperature is warming up now, so fish are starting to, you know, get into that spring pattern. So. Yeah, it's frustrating to say the least. However, yeah. At the same time, we've had days where it's really windy and you couldn't get out there anyway. So,
right.
You know, outside of that, that's the only fishing I did last week. And for the most part now, I'm just kind of staying home.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's fishing in the gym and I can't do both of them. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do the gym. So fishing's all I got. So it's all
right.
But no, I, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I know, you know, a lot of you guys that are down there, I mean, your livelihood comes from starting now this time of year through the summer and to have it impacted
correct.
Like this is,
correct.
It's a lot more impactful than a lot of us realize. And
you know, but on the other side of that, the whole world is going through that. Everybody that's like self-employed,
right,
you know, on their own business, they're all going through that. You know, there's Orlando and Disney shutting down. Orlando is predicated on Disney World, you know?
Oh yeah.
So we're all trying to figure it out, you know.
Yeah, and you know, I guess, you know, the best thing we can hope for is that that this stuff kind of the curve is dampened and we can get back to normal sooner than later, you know.
Yeah, you know, hopefully it gets hot really quickly and maybe that kills some of it off, you know?
Yeah, hopefully so.
Right.
At least there won't be much flu or any of that other stuff floating around. I mean, you know, we stay at home like this. Hopefully we'll kind of shed everything for the year and get back to normal.
That would be nice, man. I think that's what we're all sitting here hoping and praying for.
Yeah.
I was thinking about... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to – you go ahead because I've got a question for you.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you when – so times like this when you're just kind of looking for things to do, is there anything that you do to your boat or any kind of maintenance or stuff that the rest of us should maybe have a look at? Because you use your boat way more than I use mine, but
right.
Maintenance is maintenance. So,
you know, I think the worst thing with a boat, and anybody will tell you, is that a boat starts to break down when it's still, when it stays still for days on end.
Yeah.
And that's when you start to figure out problems. So right now I'm trying to go to the boat around at least every third or fourth day and just start it, get the batteries going.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. That kind of maintenance is about all you can really do. If you've had your oil change and checkups and all that stuff, it's just key to start that engine and get those batteries going.
Yep.
For me, trying to stay sane, I, you know, make my own jig heads, tie my own flies, all
yeah.
that stuff. So viewing and edit my own video. So you can only do that for so long where, you know, when you're fishing or you love fishing, you're predicated on being outdoors. So
yeah.
And outside. So
yeah.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, to answer your question, that's really all I'm doing right now. That kind of keeps everything lubricated and just in that cycle of being used.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, and that's a great point. I mean, you know, especially coming out of the winter, I mean, it's, you know, if you don't use it, you're going to pay for that for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly something that, that will break down from sitting far more than it will from you using it.
Right. You definitely just start it, get those batteries going. You know, batteries tend to die if you don't use them, you know?
Yeah.
Get some water running through it, some fresh water running through it, and, you know, check, obviously, the little stuff, check your oil and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, that's some good information. So it sounds like you've got some freed up time. I mean, so if people wanted to come down and go fishing once things kind of begin to clear up, tell us how the best way to get a hold of you.
Call me directly and we will book you directly. you could give us a call at 850-585-4747 or just go on the website at lionstailadventures.com. You know, hopefully when this stuff clears out, we would love to have you guys and get on some fish. You know, as I'm looking outside, there's some kind of front going through right now. So, however, stay inside, protect yourself. The fish will be here when all this is over with, and we'll go from there.
There you go. And so, speaking of staying inside, tell us where to find you on YouTube. You mentioned some YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
we're all sitting around dreaming about getting out on the water. So we got to live through guys like you. So tell us how to find you.
Yeah. Well, check me out on YouTube at Lionel James Fishing. I have a lot of stuff coming out because right now I have a lot of free time to edit back videos from 6 months ago. So
there you go.
Please.
Bring it on, man. The world's waiting because we're all sitting around just – looking through
I plan on putting something out here in the next couple of days. Right now I'm putting out a lot of how to certain knots and all that so forth. I did the uni knot that we talked about last week.
Awesome. You go, so check really it out there, because that's
really good description of that, of tying a small diameter to small diameter line.
Yeah,
small diameter line to large diameter leader. So it's pretty good, man. Hopefully people use it, and go from there.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you, Captain Lionel, and I'll reach out to you next week, and we'll see where we are.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks again, Captain Lionel. Sounds like you're making the best of a bad situation down there, and staying cooped up down in Destin, Florida is not what anyone would want to be doing, so I feel for you. But hopefully we'll get through this deal sooner than later. So thanks for tuning in this week. And like I said, a little bit of a different show, but I thought it was important to bring information that is relevant to those of us that live off of the coast and are considering using this free time to maybe head down and take advantage of the Gulf. And some places it sounds like it just isn't going to happen. Other places, there's a chance. So as I've said before, please check the local resources and make sure that that you're going to be able to get down there, do what you want to do, and hey, if you get out there and have a great experience, then good for you. It sounds like all the water should be a lot less crowded, all the beaches should be obviously empty, and so would be a really interesting time to get out and see that. I mean, this is an unprecedented experience, and we're all living through history, you know, day by day, it's as it unfolds, and so it's really a remarkable time to experience this stuff. And so, you know, don't lose sight of the positives, and keep those that you love close by, and really just try to make the best of this time, because it doesn't have to be negative. So just like the rest of the world, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with the podcast, and what I mean by that is that simply, you know, if we can't get out and fish, then we can't really report about how the fishing is. We just have to take some educated guesses. So as this all unfolds, we'll act accordingly. And, you know, we may have some different shows in the next couple of weeks because, you know, our guides are really interesting gentlemen, and they have a story to tell. And maybe we'll take a little bit of time and dedicate an episode to each one of them and kind of hear their story and find out what makes them tick and get to know them a little better. So who knows, you know, we'll find some way to fill the gap here. And so thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Tell a friend about us if you haven't already. And if you have, tell another friend. If you would share us and subscribe to the podcast. That way, once things get kicked back off, you'll be the first to know, and you can stay in the loop with the rest of us. So Talk to you again next week.